Please take your Bibles, turn to Acts 21. I'll be reading verses 15 to 25. And out of Reverend Scott, please stand as his word is read. Acts chapter 21, beginning in verse 15. After this, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us and brought us to Manses of Cyprus, an early disciple, with whom we were to stay. When we reached Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters welcomed us warmly. The following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard it, they glorified God and said, "You see, brothers, how many thousands of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you, that you are teaching all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to abandon Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or to live according to our customs. So what is to be done? They will certainly hear that you've come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have made a vow. Take these men, purify yourself along with them, and pay for them to get their heads shaved. Then everyone will know that what they were told about you amounts to nothing, but that you yourself are also careful about observing the law. With regard to the Gentiles who have believed, we have written a letter containing our decision that they should keep themselves from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from what is strangled, and from sexual immorality." You may be seated. Sunday, we were looking at the earlier verses in this chapter. And in that part, it was talking about Paul's return to Israel. And people were warning him all along the way that he shouldn't go. And he has even been told, and of the Spirit, that troubles, problems, persecutions await him if he goes to Jerusalem. And there is one specific prophet, Agabus. We saw him in chapter 11 of Acts. He had gone up to Antioch, or down to Antioch from Jerusalem, and we saw him there. And he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says the owner of this belt will be tied the same way by the and the Jews will hand him over to the Gentiles." So it, one of the "we" statements, meaning Luke was there with him, said, "We tried to persuade Paul not to go up to Jerusalem." And Paul said, "You're breaking my heart. I'm doing what God has called me to do." It reminds us some of what the disciples said when Jesus was heading to Jerusalem, and he began telling them, "We're going to go to Jerusalem, and I'll be betrayed and handed over and crucified." And they said, "Don't let it happen. No, we can't let that happen." And when Peter said this to Jesus, Jesus said to Peter, "You don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." And Paul could echo that same statement. You weren't thinking about God's plan. You were thinking about yours. We don't want to see bad things happen to those we love. And those that were with Paul didn't want to see anything bad happen to him. But it was all part of God's plan. God had told Paul, "You're going to witness for me in Rome." Paul gets to talk to the emperor. Now, how would he get an audience with the emperor before? But God worked it out that he got an audience with the emperor and with the emperor's secret service. And many of them became believers because of Paul being obedient to God's plan. So we should not always expect things to be smooth because we're living in a sin-filled world where sinners abound, be they 4 years old or 84 years old. It's just, there's a sin nature in the world. And they all need to hear the message of Jesus Christ. Well, in our passage today, it might be a little confusing. Is James and are the elders in the church of Jerusalem trying to say that you must be saved by keeping the law? Paul has come up from Caesarea, uphill to the high plateau where Jerusalem is. He met with James, who is the head of the church in Jerusalem now. They hear the report of all the Gentiles being saved around the world. Paul reported everything he's done. It doesn't mention about the offering that Paul brought from all those Gentile churches, but Luke is focusing on what's important, the message of the gospel, not the bringing of the offering. And Paul gives his report. And then James and the elders of the church, apparently the apostles are out somewhere else, and they turned out over the ministry of the church in Jerusalem to the elders. Breathe again. Okay. Sorry about that. Erase that from the tape. Okay. Paul heard from James. James was, and the elders were saying, there's been thousands, and the literal Greek here is thousands, but not thousands, like tens of thousands. Apparently, the church in Jerusalem is huge. And there are many Jewish believers who came to faith in Jesus Christ, but still want to keep the Jewish customs. And they've heard a rumor that Paul is telling Jewish people not to keep Jewish customs anymore. Now, it's not saying that these Jewish believers thought that you could be saved through keeping the law. They just wanted to keep their customs and still be saved by faith. Nowhere in Scripture does it say you must abandon the Old Testament laws. You know, once you become a Christian, it's okay to ignore that. Thou shalt not kill. You can go ahead and just kill anybody you want. You shouldn't keep that thou shalt not lie. You know, we can throw that away. Just tell all the lies you want. You don't keep that law about thou shalt not steal. You know, let's just throw that in the way. No, there's nothing wrong with keeping the law. It does not save you, though. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ alone, by faith alone in Christ alone. But you can keep the law. Matter of fact, the law makes more sense now. Now, in the Jewish customs, there's dietary law. But if you want the best hot dog you can get, go out and get a kosher Hebrew National hot dog. They use kosher Jewish dietary restrictions in their kitchen and making those hot dogs. And so you got some good hot dogs. It doesn't matter. As long as you understand salvation is by faith in Christ. Doesn't matter what type of music. There are some people that prefer to just do hymns. Others want to sing the same verse over and over again of a praise song and sing it about 18 dozen times. God doesn't say what type of music to sing as long as you're praising Him. Doesn't matter what language the service is in. You know, I know it's hard to hear, but there are people that have services in German. And God still honors that. There are services right here in Montgomery County in Spanish, in Vietnamese, and probably a couple other different languages. It's okay. They're honoring God. It doesn't matter what language the service is in. It also doesn't matter what version of the Bible you use. I know there are some people that say if you don't use the King James Version only, because that's what Jesus used, then it's wrong. Is there anything wrong with the King James Version? No. Doesn't matter what your order of service is. Doesn't matter how you dress. As long as it's modest. Some people think you need to dress up. Some people say just come as you are. It doesn't matter where you worship. As long as the person you're worshiping and the message is true. Paul took this message, understood. And just turn with me to 1 Corinthians. He lays it out here a little bit in 1 Corinthians 9. Look at verse 19. Although I am free from all and not anyone's slave, I have made myself a slave to everyone in order to win more people. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win Jews. To those under the law, like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win those under the law. To those who are without the law, like one without the law, though I am not without God's law, but under the law of Christ, to win those without the law. To the weak, I became weak in order to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I may by every possible means save some. Now I do all this because of the gospel, so that I might share in the blessings. So, in Jerusalem, most of the people were Jewish. The Christians in the Jewish church were wanting to evangelize more of the non-Christian Jewish people. They're not going to listen if they're offended. Now, I'm not going to listen to you. You ignored all our customs. You've turned your back on everything. No. They were keeping the customs not to be saved, but because they were passed down. And at that time, the temple was still there. The sacrifices had a new meaning. It was pointing toward Jesus instead of being instead of Jesus. And so the Jewish believers, Paul was helping them by showing that as a Jewish raised man, he still kept the customs. But he knew that he wasn't saved by those. Just like we can use a different version of the Bible to lead someone to Christ. We can use a different type of music to reach people. We can go to different places to reach people. As long as we're using the same method of salvation, the same message, our presentation can be different if our audience is different. We need to get people to hear the message. You can even use about cars or planes, whatever that sound is. Motorized vehicle. There we go. Motorized vehicles. We need to keep our focus on sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and salvation by faith alone. Paul was doing that. He wasn't compromising by agreeing to what the elders in the church in Jerusalem said, because they even ended that our little passage that we read today with, now remember, we told the Gentiles they don't have to keep the law to be saved. So they're not adding on, you have to keep the law to be saved, which the Judaizers tried to say. Kind of interesting that they told Paul, we wrote a letter to the Gentile. Well, Paul was the one that took the letter back to the Gentiles from the church in Jerusalem when they wrote it in the first place. I don't know if James was getting a little forgetful or if James was saying that for the benefit of the elders in the church that didn't know that. But just reminding that the gospel hasn't changed. But we need, as Paul said, to be all things to all people to win a few. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the time we could be here to share the truth of your word. Show us how to be all things to all people without compromising the message so that more can be brought to salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.